Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. We serve a mighty God and I love Him. The more we know the Lord, the more stable our lives become. I often talk about following God. Your relationship with Him is one of the most valuable things you have. Salvation gets us started, but the relationship with God keeps us safe. Remember, we can't see. All we can see is our surroundings. We can't even see ourselves unless we're looking in a mirror. When the Lord gives you something to do or brings something to your attention, remember, we see the fractions of things. He sees the whole picture. He even sees through time. He can see where we're headed. So when you follow God, you're not relying on your wisdom. You're relying on His wisdom. When you organize your life according to the Word of God, you're not organizing your life by your wisdom. You're organizing your life by His wisdom. Even the Word of God will steer you in the right direction. And then the Holy Spirit will guide you. The Holy Spirit will take up where the Word leaves off. The Holy Spirit will help you apply the Word perfectly in your situation. The Word of God will give you the standards of life, the pattern to follow. My mother used to make dresses and garments sometime, and she'd go to the fabric store, Hancock Fabrics, and buy the pattern and the material. And she'd come home and sew it together. She'd cut it out perfectly according to the pattern. And then she'd sew it, and you couldn't tell whether she bought it or made it. She did a good job with it. She had a good sewing machine. She was good at it. And my older sister's good at it. But they follow the pattern. The Word of God, the written Word of God, is your pattern. When you rely on it, it works. But the Holy Spirit will help you apply it to your life. The Holy Spirit will help you consider the things of God perfectly. Remember, we know in part, but we're always graduating and growing if we rely on the Word of God. Part of your learning process is receiving what He said. It gives your spirit man something to go on. And then the Holy Spirit, as you seek the Lord, He will guide you into all truth. He will show you what is, what's forming, what can be. Remember, the foundation of prosperity is seeking first the kingdom of God. How does the kingdom work? What is God's financial system? What is God's learning system, education system? How does He do this? How do you fit in? These questions are answered as you follow the guidance of God. Remember, God told Adam to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. If you follow God, you will do all those things in every situation. In other words, you will be ever developing. A couple that gets married, if they're on one accord following God, the worst part of that marriage will be their beginning. I told my wife, I said, if we follow God, this will be the worst part of our marriage. Because we'll grow together, we'll grow closer, we'll understand each other greater. We'll grow in the Lord. And that's the way it's supposed to be. This is what Satan fights. He can turn all that off with strife, envy. Envy and strife. Envy and strife, every evil work follows envy and strife. If you want to get all the evil work out of your life, get rid of the envy and the strife. Many people that love God, they're not quick to be envious of anybody. That's a worldly trait. So is strife. But strife is something people don't prepare for, because the enemy knows how to aggravate others to get to you. And once you understand that he's doing this on purpose to get to you, and you know, we're instructed to love people no matter what. Our love is supposed to be a stable, something that never stops, something that's ever growing. The love of God towards us is what we experience, and that's how we're supposed to love other people. In other words, we're dead to sin. We're already dead. We're alive to God. We're here to represent God. We're on the earth, and we can enjoy our lives, but we're here to represent God so people can make a sober choice to follow him, to learn his ways, to understand and to grow. But if we don't do our part, then God can't, he won't be represented correctly, and he won't be able to rescue people. We're on a rescue mission, and people don't feel like they need to be rescued. If they die without Jesus Christ, their Savior, that's their only chance. We're all in a deep well, and Jesus Christ is the only rope that we can get out. Now, Satan will throw you a rope, but he got a knife to cut it as you're climbing. He gives people false hope, donkey carrots. Every false religion is a donkey carrot. All of them. Now, that's not a slander against the people, but it's a slander against the deception that will cause them to not have their Savior. But you know what God is doing? All over the earth, the Lord is appearing to people of other religions. Remember, he told his disciples, "Other sheep I have that's not of this fold." He was talking about the Gentile nations. And they were so, you know, men focus in on the fraction of that knowledge. It took three visions for Peter to get it, to go and minister to the Gentiles. Men, not slandering Peter, but that's a man trait. People they think about their world. What I mean by that is their circle. People of one nation don't go to other nations. They don't even consider the needs of other nations. God thinks of everything. And there are some outstanding Gentile people. There always were. And the Lord couldn't reveal his plan to save them, because the enemy would have used that knowledge to stop it. People can be so biased and selfish and racist that they can care not about others. But everyone of every race is your brother and your sister. God loves them just like he loves you. If we're headed for death, we need Jesus. People talk about master race and the perfect race. Well, guess what? If you die, you're not perfect. If your race is dying, then you need Jesus. If you have such a high opinion, everybody that has such a high opinion of themselves, they still gonna die. They still need Jesus. And they need to be saved. See, when a man gets saved, all the God-given creativity that God put in him is activated. As long as he stays in this world, he's deactivated. And Satan is using his will against him. Satan is using his works against him. He's taking his creative abilities and using them for wrong. And sometimes Satan don't pull it off. Some people, they just won't do evil for Satan. But they're still trapped. Some people do great, wonderful works, but they just don't know God. Now, to those who do right and never get saved, God's still going to reward them. Some kind of way he's going to reward them for what they did right. But they won't be able to enter the kingdom of God. Now watch this. If a person don't do something about the sin in their life, when the presence of God comes, they won't want to be around him. And I've seen this. If they're in sin and the presence of God is near, they leave. You have to drive sin out of your life. It will cause you to not want to be around God. When the wonderful works of God are spoken, you want people, they want to leave. They don't want to talk about them. I mean, even Christian people. As a minister, you can feel when people are receiving, and you can feel the pushback. The joy come back to you. When people don't want the joy of God, it comes back to you. Now, if people don't love God, if they don't deal with if they don't make peace with God through Jesus Christ, if they don't believe on Jesus and endeavor to do his word, and drive out the strife, that strife will cause you to rebel against God. In his presence, you'll want to leave. You'll feel overwhelmed. It's important to know these things. There was an atheist college professor. People tried to get him saved. He rebelled. He wouldn't get saved. He thought God was mean for making hell in the first place. He said, if there's God, why would he put somebody in hell? That was his reasoning. Remember, people think in fraction. He didn't know what he was doing. He didn't have enough information to go on. And before you can receive information, you have to soften your heart. The word of God won't penetrate a hard heart. People will reject it. And what happened? Somebody was in a vision and they saw what happened when he died. As he was falling in hell, he was angry with God. He felt like God was unjust as he was falling in hell. This really happened. And when the Lord said, bring him here. And the angel went and got him and brought him to the presence of God in heaven. He was so overwhelmed, he left and dove right back into hell. I know that sounds crazy, but it reminded me of something, that things that I had seen. When you're in the presence of God and others come into it, if they're not right with God, they want to leave. He was so overwhelmed, he ran away. He didn't even try to believe on Jesus after he had seen, because his heart was still in the hard-hearted condition. Hell exists because people are made in God's image. They will ever grow. One way or another, you will change, you will grow. If your heart is hard now, it will be harder later. A person's heart can be so hard and that they'll think abortion's okay. They'll think that there's nothing wrong with killing an infant. They'll listen to the scientists and say that's just tissue. I'm just using that for an example. That's just a gauge. It goes for everything. They don't see what sin will do to your life. To sell your brother drugs, you know that he won't be able to control himself anymore. People are making slaves out of others. The same spirit that captured black people and brought them to this country to work the fields against their will is the same spirit that drives people to sell drugs to make a new slave out of whoever would take their drugs. It's the same spirit. The people who these spirits will own are dead, but they get on people and do other damage. And they don't see it. They're looking at I can buy me a new car. I can do this. I can take care of my children. At what expense? You're not contributing to a society. You're killing society, and all that wealth will do you no good. You're going to be divided from it. I've seen it too many times. If you get money the wrong way, it leaves your life. Either something's going to always happen. It's going to cause you problems. And if you hide it somewhere, God, you're going to die. You will be divided from that money. All the money you got the wrong way will be divided from your life. And every, as you follow Satan, your will gets weaker and your heart gets harder. You're ever trapped. It'll take a strong anointing, and you'll have to believe on Jesus. But when your heart is so hard, you won't want to. You won't be able to stop sin. It'll be a stronghold against your life. You have to decide, hey, that's why we have to repent. People don't have faith for repentance because preachers are preaching smooth things. They're preaching fluff. Sin is very dangerous. Well, you're one of them hell and brimstone preachers. Hell and brimstone work. But the problem with hell and brimstone is, hell and brimstone preaching, it'll drive people from sin. But they're feared. They don't have the knowledge that goes with what God has given us. The Lord, he told us to avoid it because it will kill you. The day you eat of this fruit, you should surely die. The day you make those decisions, you're going to be trapped and you're going to die. God knows this. He made hell because people will ever rot. They will become so mean over time. That's why he had to make such a place. He thought about all the options he had. That's what he came up with. That was the best one. I know that because that's how God is. Why would God make hell in the first place? He made it to put corrupt angels in it. One sinner can do a lot of damage. We need hell to be under our feet. All this evil has to be put somewhere, or it'll ruin everything. It'll turn everything into a ghetto, even heaven, if God didn't do anything. He had to do something. All sin will be collected and put in hell, and that'll be that. Those who go to heaven, they will ever grow in the love of God. Their worst day in heaven will be their first day in heaven. They're going to ever grow in the things of God. You take a wino laying in the ditch and he gets saved and die. Over time, he's going to be brilliant. He's going to be strong. He'll be introduced to the love of God. He'll learn the ways of God, and he will ever grow. How many educations can a man get in just this lifetime? Some people, they go to college, they get a degree, then they get their doctorate, and then they become a lawyer. And they specialize in a certain field. That's three educations in one person, and they can live well. All right, let's say we live 200 years, and every 20 years you get a new education. How wise will you become? And then you live 300 years. You learn to ever grow. Everybody that go to heaven, they're going to be tremendously blessed, and I know this. I don't want people to miss out on what God has for us. And the Lord has shown me in very encouraging things. One time I went to heaven, I just saw a glimpse of it. Everybody that go to heaven gets a horse. A horse. I don't even want a horse right now, but I love that horse, and I felt the love of God coming from my horse. I saw him. It's important to know and learn God's ways. As you do, you grow. Remember, man thinks in fraction form, but when you receive the knowledge of God, you grow from glory to glory. And everything that we do, and all the things that God is doing in our lives, it makes sense. Everything that God does makes sense. There's a reason for it. He thought about it well. There's no reason for anybody to miss out on God's best. Now, I'm out of time, but God is not trusting with your life. You only have one life, but you will live forever. Life on this side may be short. Your body's going to die, but you will always be aware of the love of God. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.